So here we go. Oh, we said we were going to pray. You guys, come on. Help me out. I always forget this stuff. You might notice this. Here's another thing to note, or to know. If you're not Catholic and you've come to a Catholic Mass or Catholic anything where people are praying, and everyone makes the sign of the cross, and you're like, "What? I know people are like, can I do that too?" Like, yeah, you totally can do that. In fact, all Christians did that until relatively recently, a couple hundred years ago. And so here's how you do it. We almost always use the right hand, unless there's some reason why you can't use the right hand. Typically, we're kind of right-centric, I guess, in this culture. And so we use the right hand. It's the hand of honor, typically, in our Western culture. So we use the right hand. Now, everything we do means something. And so even the way you hold your hand means something. Not like you can do it wrong, but it's just like here's some of the meaning behind it. We have all these symbols and all these gestures that we do that sometimes even people, if you're raised Catholic, you have no idea. Like, I didn't know why we would do that. So even the way you hold your hand, if you could hold your palm flat out like this, and because this is the position of blessing. So when you get blessed, then they extend their flat out palm. So you're blessing yourself, like the sign of the cross, flat hand. But in the ancient tradition of the church, oftentimes people would hold their hands like this. These three fingers together and these two fingers down bent like this. And they would do that because, again, everything we do means something. So these three fingers together, what might that be a reminder of? The Trinity, exactly. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. So the three persons of God, one God. The two fingers down here together, bent down, what might that, this is more not as obvious. The two fingers down represent or remind us of the dual natures of Jesus, that Jesus is both divine and human. So he's both divine and human. So these three fingers together, these two fingers down, this same kind of Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Now, you also could do it like the Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts, where it means the same thing. Three fingers together, these two fingers touching, divine nature, human nature, and Father, Son, Holy Spirit. So this kind of thing as well. Or flat open hand, or with your pinky, whatever. But it all means something. Now, when we make the sign of the cross, we go from the center of our forehead, we say Father, then to right roughly the middle of our chest, Son, and then across, Holy Spirit. And we reach across, then back to us. And sometimes it's hard to remember, like, do I go this backwards and this and that? In the West, we go across first. The reason why was, there's many reasons, but one of the way you can remember it is, I was taught this, is that we are first called to reach out, like reach across, reach out to others before we serve ourselves. So, Father, Son, reach out to others and the glory of yourself. Another way to think of it is it always calls to mind the Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. The sign of the cross obviously reminds us of the cross. But one of the things that I just think is two things when I think of almost always when I make the sign of the cross. One is that cross, in some ways you can say, is your price tag. That when you trace yourself with the sign of the cross, that you are claimed by God by what? By him dying on the cross. So if you ever wonder, like, what am I worth? Like, honestly, and I know so often at these times in the semesters, people can get so distraught. You just feel like, oh my gosh, like, honestly. Or you graduate, and I'm trying to move forward, but it seems like I'm just like a face in the crowd. I'm like one in 16 million, and that's it. Then when you make the sign of the cross, what you're saying is, this is what God thinks of me. This is his price tag on you. When you claim, and you claim that when you make the sign of the cross, I'm claiming that this is what God believes I'm worth, his own death. The other thing is connected to that, and I don't know if this may have touched your life, and it's touched my life, but in the last, I don't know if you know this, but in the last 50 years, teen suicide has increased something like 5,000% in this country. And again, that could be something that's really been close and personal, maybe touched your life. And I think one of the reasons isn't necessarily because we have more pain now than they did like during the Great Depression or during other eras in history, but I think one of the reasons is because we have so many people wandering through life and they have no idea why they're alive. Why am I even here? Like, I don't know, I'm just kind of like, life is an accident and I'm just walking through it. And so when there's incredible pain, it's really difficult to keep going when you don't know why you're even there. The sign of the cross is a reminder, oftentimes, for me at least, of this. I mentioned the catechism, this big book. There was an old catechism called the Baltimore Catechism back from like the 1920s. And the first, it was always question and answer. And so I was trying to teach kids like what the faith was, but question and answer form. So the first question is, who made you? And the answer, God, exactly. So, like, not a trick question. So God made me. Mom and Dad, yes, that too. But God made me. Second question is, why did God make you? And the answer is, God made me to know him, to love him, and to serve him in this life so as to live with him forever in the next. You say, well, how would I possibly remember that? Well, sign of the cross. Why did God make you? God made you to know him, to love him, and to serve him in this life so as to live forever with him in the next. And I think that as often as we can make the sign of the cross, or as often as maybe you can teach a friend that you know is going through some kind of experience of like, I don't even know why I'm going through this life, that but no, God made you to know him, to love him, to serve him in this life. God made you for a purpose. That whenever we make the sign of the cross, not only do we claim our price tag, we're also reminding ourselves of why we're alive. Does that make sense? So all of us can make the sign of the cross. So let's practice as we pray. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Father in heaven, God, thank you so much for bringing us to this place. I ask that you bless this time together, that that we can understand who you are and your will for our lives, and that we can follow you with all of our hearts. We make this prayer in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Here we are jumping in. Next week, just quick announcement, next week, next Tuesday, is also the start of a thing Pope Francis is calling the Year of Mercy, the Year of Mercy. And so there's a book that is a companion. Actually, it says it's the perfect companion to the Year of Mercy. And I got a bunch of free copies of this. So if you want one of these free copies, each little chapter, and they're small chapters, they're like, you know, three, four, five pages, each chapter, that before you leave tonight, please ask me and you can grab them. There's a box half filled with them because I gave half of them away already. But Year of Mercy, the perfect companion to the Year of Mercy.